tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah. I'm fully reloaded, full clip. I cut to the chase, snip, snip. That we gotta go, pink slip. Looking washed up, drip, drip.
I can't believe it.
This is insane. How can you talk about me when your weave is inside of the grave?
Or is it just me? Your weave is inside of the grave.
This your boy DJ Jesse Jennity here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop New York AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by Miss Courtney Stokes.
I ain't got no cheap ass weave. What's up, y'all?
Hey. Team Natural over here. Trinae time.
And you know what it is, it's your girl Trinae.
Woo-hoo. Stephon, I am Morphy Wallace.
Yeah, yeah, Omicron Gamma Spring 98. Oh, Deuce Club. Lord. Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated.
Holla. Turn that shit off.
Shimmy.
That's still about a song.
Hey.
She said, like, Jumpman, Jumpman.
Jumpman, Jumpman.
That's the best song ever.
She my favorite rapper.
I'm excited about her. I'm excited.
I like me some.
She all right, doing y'all. No cheap ass weaves.
Secrets and lies. That's what y'all telling right now. Some damn secrets and lies. Raggedy. All right, y'all. So raggedy. I have to say this before we start.
Get started. What you got to say?
Before we start the undiagnosed bipolar disorder hip hop show after show. Because I'm confused where they're finding some of these people from. But before we get into that, I do have to send a little bit, you know what I mean? I say a lot of stuff on the show, right? And I am not above.
Set the record straight.
I am not above going back.
You ain't.
And saying, you know what? Mm-hmm. I may have jumped to a conclusion.
Tell it, Jeff.
Okay.
What conclusion?
I had taken this edible, right?
Yeah, you did.
What kind was it? Mm-hmm.
It was a caramel.
Caramel.
So I'm high as hell, right?
Okay.
So
okay.
Then a blunt was put in front of my face, and then I had a blunt. And so I'm like, I'm just high, right?
Yes, yes.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, these girls from Love & Hip Hop, like, where are they getting them?
Yeah.
Now, never during the week do I ever say, like, I need to, like, research something about Love & Hip Hop, all right? So it just came to me, and I was like, you know what?
I'm gonna look that shit
up. Doing something for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. Check us out over there. And I was like, I want to be fair to these girls, you know? Because why did they pick these women?
Of course.
So I went back.
Yes.
And I gotta say, I ragged on you girls, BBOD, but they actually have some exceptional tunes.
Exceptional.
Are we talking about Vixen status or what's...
What was that?
You know, Vixens from L.A.? Toot my shit.
Oh.
No?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, whatever.
But BBOD, I mean, look.
Like they should.
Was the shit like, am I nominating them for a Grammy? Like, no. But would I watch their video on Worldstar? Yeah, like, I'm not mad at your hustle, girl. Now, here's another one.
I get it. You wanted to say acceptable.
Acceptable.
Not exceptional.
Because I was like, yo, how did I get to be exceptional?
Exceptional is like, you know,
yeah,
Lil' Kim.
It's better than good. It's better than okay.
No, that's not acceptable. Lil' Kim 1996 is epic. Exceptional is they paid for a good video.
Okay.
The lyrics sound appropriate. Mm-hmm. They had a good, both had good flows. You know, it wasn't like they were spitting Da Vinci Code or nothing. But I'm saying it was cute for what it was. Now, I'm going to go to the next one. Yodi B.
Yodi B.
That's
murdered Slade. I enjoy her music. And then I'm going to go back and say this. Now, she doesn't have a lot of music. Because I wanted to. I was like, what, this Mariah bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Once upon a time, yes. I was a hoe. That's actually what it was. I was high.
And
I just had that song stuck in my head. I'm like, this bitch done put that ratchet ass shit in my head.
Stamped it.
So I went and I Googled her. I YouTubed her. Mm-hmm. And she has a Bitch Better Have My Money freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Not
great.
I'm
but
not yeah.
Not
you know
great,
what I mean? But I'm not going to hate on it.
Okay.
I feel like I jumped a little
did
bit.
Did you watch all of it?
Yeah,
did you like?
Would you play it as your DJ set?
Absolutely, no, I wouldn't.
No, so it's not good enough.
I wouldn't.
I want the freestyle, Steven, if we could find it.
BBOD, I could probably find a track of them that would spin.
Okay.
All right.
And Young B for sure. I just wanted to get that out there because, you know, I want to send some positivity out there.
Positivity.
All right. Now let's rip everyone to shreds. So we met Cardi B tonight. Now, this was supposed to be a big situation.
Long nails and big old titties.
Big old titties.
I know nothing about Cardi B.
She's a stripper.
But everybody knew about her because they were all over the universe.
Okay, this is what I know about her. She's 1.6 million followers on Instagram. She sucks dick and she loves to suck dick because every video that she posts, it's either her saying how she's a hoe or she was a hoe and she's not gonna fake the funk, or you know, hey, like, I know that I'm this and I'm that, but I suck your man's dick. Ha! Like, she does. Like, she's really obnoxious, she's really outspoken, and it's gotten her to this spot.
Well, so the only thing I know of her is that she was gonna be on Love and Hip Hop, and then over also at Black Hollywood Live, you can check out our reality show called Reality Check, where I did a story, and we were talking about, because Kat Stack stepped out, and she claims that Cardi B is a fake hoe.
Okay.
And that...
So meaning she doesn't really suck everybody's dick? Because I need to know.
Well, so here's
maybe
the thing.
Not for money.
Because I want to call it. Well, I'm like,
maybe,
no, I'm just
so
like...
Maybe not for money. Because
I'm looking at DJ Self, like, you know.
I had to watch a 22-minute of Kat's interview of Kat's ex, which actually was not that bad. I actually, like... It was very interesting to... I've never heard anything from this woman before. So it was actually interesting to watch a 22-minute interview on a hooker. But... I guess she's a reform thought.
Reformed.
Even though she has the Illuminati tattooed on, I'm just, like, worried for her life. But anyways, so she came out to say, look... And because I was worried, I'm like, why are these hoes, like, fighting? Like, you're not a real hoe. Like, you don't suck dick like I suck dick. I was like, what is about to happen here? But no, she was basically saying, like, look... She's like, look, I'm a fucking prostitute. I live that life. I've had pimps beat me. I've had pimps pimp me out. You know what I mean? And Cardi B, she ain't never had a pimp. She ain't never done that. She a stripper. So she a fake ass hoe out here talking about that she did this and she glamorizing this lifestyle that she ain't never really lived.
Okay.
And I can honestly say, if you're gonna go and love and hip hop,
don't appropriate whole pimp culture if you ain't been a whole pimp.
Wow. But I'm just like, Kat, like, I mean, are we if she out here saying she a hoe with a pimp, I'm gonna believe her.
You know,
like, yeah,
who's
no,
just out here like,
there's proof.
Who's lying about this?
Like, should I feel cool?
Like, it's not like smoking a cigarette or something. Like,
yeah,
smoke.
But you know, Kat Stacks actually has rappers backing her wholeness up. So Cardi B, like, you know, I'm waiting for the Chris Browns and the
like DJ
Self
Don't
Cut, you know. Forward. To come forward and be like, yeah, she sucks a mean dick.
You know who I blame for this, though? I don't want to blame anybody, but you know who comes to mind and makes this famous is Superhead. So now you think about Superhead, everybody wants to be famous for sucking dick. And she's literally the most famous dick sucker on the planet.
You know what I mean? In this day and age, if that is what you aspire to be, is the best dick sucker, I mean, you know what I mean?
But she's made money. They're looking at the money. They're looking at the financial
turnaround
from this.
Well, I'm questioning about the money because I'm just like...
cocaine on the teeth.
No, that was not cocaine on the teeth.
No,
you were like...
Unless cocaine does that
to your teeth. Usually that's meth.
Well, I thought it was protein. Too much protein.
Maybe, I mean, you know, maybe she losing her enamel or something and it just fell off.
Well, her mouthpiece is definitely completely
screwed.
Foobar.
It needs some work.
But maybe it's like... Maybe that's what makes her maybe that's what makes her the best dick sucker.
No.
That would make it a jagged dick sucker.
I know all the men out there know that teeth ain't gonna never make you the best dick sucker. That's just not gonna happen.
But honestly, she comes off like she's gonna be very entertaining this season.
She sounds entertaining.
I do question if she's like the new Jocelyn.
No way.
She's trying. Not even comparable.
That's what it seems like. It's trying to pull.
Trying to pull.
She's Caribbean, so she got a little crazy in her. Not saying anything about. She's from the Bronx, but you know she's.
I want to see her and Johnny Blaze.
What's her? Is she Dominican or something?
She ain't Jamaican.
Come back. She can't.
I was a Johnny Billy's family. Like
if she was Jamaican, you'd hurt. The accent would have slipped already.
Maybe
Dominican, I'll give her.
There was a lot slipping in that scene. All right, so DJ Self is with her, and apparently she wants to be an artist. As we played her song, check that out.
Yeah.
He wants them to be in a relationship, but he wants them to be low key. And so I guess for the past 2 years, he's been saying,
"Oh, you acting funny now."
Yeah.
She's like, so he's pretty much one of those guys that he won't post you on Instagram. He's not gonna really even claim you.
Well, they're not together.
Have we ever seen that on Love and Hip Hop? Has anyone claimed them?
But you know,
like, the only people claiming each other is April and Omarion, Shonda and Willie. Like, Shonda and Willie be doing like Power Ranger, like screen grabs of them and their kids.
Sure. But you know what's crazy is that Cardi B has a picture of them. They did like some little interview together.
I did see that.
And so she has pictures of them doing work together. So
because that's all it is. I don't believe that she really is trying to fuck with DJ So. Yeah.
No.
It's a job.
You know, she got her young, fine, cute
locked up.
Locked in jail.
Every hood rat's tale.
It's a real.
Oh, yeah. And you know he is independent because they get that channel. They get VH1. You know, he up in there like, that's my face. That's my bitch right there.
Yeah, and as soon as he get out, he ain't gonna post her on no Instagram. No. She ain't gonna be on none of his social media.
Where was you at last night? He gonna be like, where?
Oh, yeah, he gonna be sitting in here watching
Don't
her
be asking me no motherfucking questions. Don't ask me shit.
You know, that's what I went in for. Fucking you know what I'm saying? Like that.
Fucking with y'all.
Well, so DJ Sell look like he the new member in the damn Creep Squad. Just kicked Cisco. Yeah, I was like, fuck that, hire me.
Listen, he might as well be. And I'm stand up for self because.
His apartment looked like that damn recliner looked like. Like it smells like nut rag,
and his balls probably stink too.
I did not say nutmeg; I said nut rag.
Nut rag. So it's a different story.
Mm. I don't even know what to say about that. I will say though, DJ Self is getting all kinds of plug from everybody.
Yeah, he is
saying he's the hottest DJ in New York. He's the one who puts everybody on. Naturally, he gonna get the ass thrown at him. Yeah. What's he supposed to do? He can't, you know.
I'm not even mad. DJ Self, this is a great situation.
Catch that ass.
Yeah.
Throw it, catch it.
He's not married. We ain't heard about like his kids or something that he's neglecting.
Well, but
he's just a guy.
Apparently, it's really popping at Lust. So, you know, if I ever go to New York, I'm going to have to pay them a visit.
Yeah, anyone, can we pull that chat up so I can see read that chat?
Y'all in New York hanging out at Lust?
Anyone been to Lust in New York?
Seeing Cardi B.
All right, so then another thing, we meet DJ Self's girlfriend, Yorma.
Yorma. Why you lying?
Why you always lying?
Whose ring that was? Whose ring that is?
Why you lying?
She went.
I found this ring in the shower. I'm just like, which PA dropped that fucking Cracker Barrel ass chunky Claire ring?
They got me on Instagram. No,
dudes, low key dudes be loving that.
They do. He was laughing.
Yeah, they dudes be loving that. They be going in. She's not smart, but she got a fat ass, you know, little Dominican skin. You know, she crying already. He ain't said a word. He laughing at her. You know, she gonna give him the, you know, she gonna give him the ass later. It's whatever.
And she's speaking Spanish like, papi chulo.
And she, hitting that in the bedroom.
For everyone in the chat room, someone tweeted at me that Cardi B is pregnant. Is that true? And if so, who got her pregnant?
Yes.
Can you guys put that up
there? Do y'all know? Let us know.
What are you guys thinking about this Yorma situation?
DJ Self works for the same radio station as Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Power 105. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yorma needs to take a nap. She just woke up too early from her nap and found that damn ring.
Yorma kind of sexy, though. After she get through that
little... Ain't nothing sexy about Yorma.
No. Easy.
Yorma was...
She crying and pitiful as fuck.
I know, but you know...
That's turn you
on? The lips, the ass. The lips, the ass.
Okay, the ass is good. Okay, so Yorma's ass is a turn on and it's sexy.
And lips, she did.
But yeah. Yorma crying, talking about you ain't got me on your Instagram.
Yeah, but she one of those thoughts. That, I mean, you deflect
her.
She comes back.
Dress,
she
was
wearing the Instagram dress.
And I'm gonna say one thing about her is Yorma is a real bitch. Like she's like,
you want
me to post? You want me to post? Yeah, I know.
Post the
you
ring.
Want me to post? You know, a picture of this ring and be like, who's this ring belong to? Like
so
that's some real
can label
shit
it?
Right there. Like that's like some real crazy girlfriend shit. Like she the type
pregnant.
Of girl that gonna put some sugar in your tank and you drive off and your shit blow up.
Byron,
that's what kind
is
of girl
her baby
she is.
Daddy. Who
Jessica,
Byron?
You only got an ass. Yes, she do.
You guys don't even.
Byron
guys,
is the baby daddy. Cardi B isn't pregnant, but Masika is.
We know.
We know Masika is.
Yeah,
Cardi
nobody
keep getting abortions.
Poor Masika.
No.
Poor Masika.
Look, I don't have sympathy for anyone who says they don't want fame, then goes on a radio station and announces who the baby
father
is. And he don't, before he even knows it. Get
yes.
your life. Speaking of baby fathers, Rich hopped out of the motherfucking Hertz.
He was in his shit.
Or maybe
in
it was an Enterprise. I don't know what it was, but it was rented.
Yeah.
He hopped out the G-Wagon and with his waxed legs.
Yeah, I thought he had on, it almost looked like he was wearing pantyhose. It was like way too.
I noticed this from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Yeah. His legs are very
kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
It gets lonely out here for a single dude.
Cardi does not keep getting abortions.
We don't know her like that.
The Richie D scene with his daughter was one of my favorite
parts.
First
of all, cute.
Okay, she is
one of my favorite parts.
I'm just like, why did y'all have to try to even troll us that he was going to bring a female?
Yeah, that was nasty.
That was nasty.
Mona, nasty?
You're nasty.
Well,
you're
good.
Nasty.
It was good.
You're nasty. We don't
she
do that
set
shit.
Us up. She set us up. Mona did.
It could have been like, not that.
16-year-old daughter Ashley, she is beautiful.
She's gorgeous. She wants to be a rap star.
Is that what that was?
Somebody, one of them want to. She want to be on something. Because why else is she going to have like a
she's going
to
be a model.
Maybe
she
want
to be a model.
She's
tall.
A little short
she's
to be
cute,
a model.
Though.
So, rumor
she just seemed
has
like a nice girl.
Rumor has it is that the reason his daughter's on this season is because last season on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, allegedly things had came out about Rich saying that, you know, he can't really afford his children. So this season is going to be Rich kind of
getting his
you are
showing.
So right. That makes so much sense.
He wants to clean up that image. I'm a good daddy.
And then the
daddy.
Mom show up and say, oh I need you
I'm
going to
move to the Dominican
her.
For 2 years.
Going on a mission statement. Like,
mission's
I feel
true.
So
mission's
comfortable true. With my 16-year-old daughter being with Rich Dolly.
Yes.
Everything you've
who
shown us on television.
Yes.
Didn't want me or
me
her before
or her.
Now.
So bad that we had to move all the way to Memphis to get the hell away from him. And now I'm going to send my teenage daughter to live with him.
But my accent is from the ATL.
Like,
strong.
It's either prison or you... freaking just ruin your reputation as creep.
I thought Scrappy Baby Mama would have became a
pet.
Exercised her.
Yeah. I was like, Erica.
Erica Dixon, is that
what
you?
What's going on here?
Ain't you from Memphis? That might be her cousin.
16 years old.
Because isn't Erica from Memphis?
Oh, maybe no. With that voice.
I don't know.
I think she was from Memphis, but somewhere in Tennessee.
No,
maybe that's
no,
her cousin.
That's Brandy or Bambi.
Ain't
it? No. The bam.
What the bam from
bam.
Here?
That's the bam.
Whatever. The bam.
She gonna end up having babies.
Listen, it was a really this is a really cute part. Don't trail the like
cute
train over this.
His 16-year-old daughter is having to reveal her sexual experiences on national television.
Well, here's a man trying to climb back into his daughter's life. She's already 16. She's already had experiences. She's already had premarital sex.
Yeah, her father's rich dollars. And she watches Love and Hip Hop.
Thank God she ain't on a pole.
And thank God she essentially had one sexual.
What's she gonna be on national camera
That was good.
Actually, Dad, as a matter of fact, I have chlamydia and I didn't know how to bring it up to you, but since you're bringing it up, I thought this would be the moment with the camera.
Today
man,
is
like,
protection.
He's like, y'all, you know, I don't want you fucking out here with these anxious niggas like me, so I'm gonna let you know the real deal.
That
gonna
these,
give you the real
these
deal.
These niggas like me is creeps. Like, if you mess with a nigga like me who ain't shit, I just want to make sure you don't mess with somebody like me. Cause I ain't shit.
Yeah, like, can we watch it back? Say that back to yourself. Like, let's create like a morning manta or something like that.
Weird.
Where you can like.
He was trying though. Is why I like that moment he was having. He was trying to
he
get
was trying.
In touch. With his estranged daughter.
Yeah. But my thing is what makes me
at least
me
one
nervous,
of his children.
I do appreciate that to a certain extent, but what scares me about it is he wants to be so open with his daughter that she's going to learn how to play the game, and she's going to be out there learn how to lie to her father even more so, and then who knows what be out here pimping these boys the way he be out here pimping the girls.
Oh, no, Sarah Simon. Not a sex tape and 16 and pregnant. No, girl.
No.
Don't say that.
No.
Don't say that.
Ashley looked like she got her mind right, and yeah. And her mother's a spiritual missionary person. You know what I mean?
But that's the ones that got the spiritual mom. They be the ones out there teabagging and doing everything.
Well, let's talk about Miss Maggie.
At 16 years old?
What was you doing?
Hey, I was a virgin at 16.
Just let me put my balls in your mouth.
Just let me put my balls in
just
your
my balls. Right. I just want to sit them right on your mouth.
No, because the mom was all like, "She going to you need to let her know she's going to have AIDS. She's going to
get
pregnant.
She's going to get AIDS. She's going to get pregnant."
Caitlin Monroe. They should have just hired the girl from My Wife.
They couldn't afford that girl.
Right.
She's won't. No,
Sarah,
did you
stop
hear,
it.
Did
stop
you,
it. She won't. I won't believe it.
Did you hear the pain in the mom, though? She said, well, did you lay the hammer down on her? What's the hammer? She said she's going to get AIDS first. She started with
AIDS.
That. But then she said she's going to get pregnant and the guy is going to leave her.
Yeah, she's hello.
Mama,
this
knows.
Is why she's going on a missionary trip.
I've been
for fucking
there.
17 years. She's fucking had this poor girl, and
she was probably 17 when it happened.
Right?
She damn looked like she's about 30 right now.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. I need to go to the motherland. I need to wash this off of me.
I need to let a couple mandingos knock this out the park.
I need some real dick. Because I'm not hopping on that fucking mushroom again. Then the virgin, yeah, so whatever. AIDS and all them, like, oh, really, girl? Like,
so whatever.
Damn. I mean, that's the problem. That's the problem. You know, I like how Love & Hip Hop wanted to tackle that. That, you know, it's
they
too hard in these black communities. These people be saying, you gonna have this, you gonna have that, you gonna get pregnant. And that's what ends up happening because they scare their kids away of having sex.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And then they end
and then
up
they
having
do
sex.
It the way that they shouldn't.
Do you know what I'm saying? Growing up in those religious houses.
Secret.
I don't know. My mom and dad told me the same shit. And
they did.
I was
and
not
I was
out here
out,
horn
I was
around
out in the street.
Because you was not going to catch. I'd be at the beach catching crabs, not in the bed.
Talk about put your balls in my mouth.
Okay. No, no.
I do, though. In closing, I like that he said that he's going to teach her how to not how not to give the power to anyone. You know, so she's how to stay in control.
Because
he understands
her.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But that's good for a young lady to learn, I think.
I don't know.
You know, I'm not going to lie.
These ladies be trading the power all day.
I agree to a certain point.
Sell it now.
Yes, Yandy, for that hair you had today.
Yes, your wigs were on point because we had some issues with some other wigs, but she had some wigs.
I got to say, I'm happy that we didn't see her in Massachusetts fucking talking about their...
I'm really tired of them talking about their... Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Well,
it's
when you're a drug trafficker across country lines...
But we ain't gonna say
we
no
ain't gonna
names.
Talk about that.
So she basically went to Young B and was like, "Don't fight at events, and maybe she'll work with you." Yes,
don't.
Moving
fight,
on
girl.
From that,
yeah, that was enough.
Fighting is bad.
Raw went and met up with BBOD.
Poor Richie Penny. Trini boy, you're
first.
Silly.
Let's say they both got bobs and they both thick as fuck. Like,
they look alike.
I'm looking at Rashida.
Raw and
Remy?
No. Rashida and BBOD.
Oh, right. When they made, I was a little bit too excited.
Yeah, really excited.
I'm just really excited.
Gotta get to that meeting first.
So, Rashida awkwardly hugged Lexi, and
Wesley
then
Wesley Snipes came up in there like, what?
Yeah,
Wesley
Mo Snipes? Was not
Bobby Shmurda.
Bobby Shmurda with a wig. Rashida doesn't like Mo, and she's mad about the showcase, which, as a manager...
She should be. Fair enough.
Says Mo is the weak link, and then it went in this, like, back-and-forth situation between Mo, Lexi, and it was just like, I don't feel like Mo's really... I don't feel like anyone's listening. I feel like Rashida's not the best person
no,
for the
she's
show.
She's just not. She don't know how to...
She don't know what
you're
she's
the manager. Like. Take control
she
of the
situation.
These are kids. These are two little girls,
talk
basically.
To her.
Yeah.
Calm her down. Be like, look, boo, this is why this looked bad.
That's why everybody fights in this whole, like, how many issues with fighting amongst women do we have in this?
That's what this show is built for. That's the point of
the
show.
But New York, though, is more women fighting than any of the other ones.
But also, that's a New York
y'all comments are killing
stigma,
me right?
It's a
sorry, somebody said
deck.
Bum bitches on deck. And
it
I
was
died.
Like they went to Rainbow and got them ripped shorts.
Sorry,
no,
but y'all
this
were talking
is,
about
no, this
serious.
Is this
women
is New York.
In.
This is New York.
New York
and
girls,
so in New York,
they scrap.
They're more. The thing about New York is the East Coast is period is they have no problem saying what is in the present moment.
They're confrontational,
and so. Yeah, and they take offense to that really easily, so it gets heated really quickly. Whereas, you know, LA is more like, well, wait, I got my makeup on.
Right,
I'm not going to pull my wig.
Atlanta, it's like a lot of talk, or then they'll meet behind, out the back, or whatever.
Don't
I mean,
cut your ass around there.
Being confrontational and sensitive is like, that's not a good combo.
We saw that last season with
you
Johnny
can't
Blaze.
Jeez.
Who?
Johnny
Blaze, she wanted to fight everybody.
Yeah.
Johnny was... She had a tick, though.
My only thing with this whole Rashida thing was, Raw, please never reference Lexi and Beyonce in the same sentence.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Never.
I mean, it was just,
you know.
That was
because the only thing close to Beyonce is that her face looked like she a survivor.
She was like, I'm going to need you to get your Beyonce on and Destiny's Child out of this
situation.
That was just like...
Oh, Lord.
She was like,
and then her little homie came back like, you gonna keep sitting here talking? Yeah, I was
you're
trying
not gonna
to
come
work
with
it
me?
Out. And she was like, okay, I'll get my purse. She's like a battered wife. Like,
Yeah, like, I'm like, bitch, you comparing this group to Destiny? So I'm like, they're more like a Cleopatra. Do you remember that one song?
Oh my god, Cleopatra, coming at you.
I don't even know where you'd be breaking these.
How do you remember?
I never heard of Cleopatra.
Just comes. So Remy meets up with Rashida.
And like I said, looking thick as fuck.
I'm conceited.
Hey, I'm not mad, man.
Or whatever.
She's gonna help her plan her wedding.
Plan my wedding.
And so, like, I got you, girl, now my new thing.
Bitch, you know you finna plan a bitch's wedding and whatnot.
You got my wedding.
Wait, the way my life set up.
I'm like, what borough are you from with that accent?
I'm not. Naughty.
Yeah. That's where I'm from.
Yeah. You know what's lit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I just want you to plan my wedding.
You know, and I just want you. I just want you to plan my wedding.
See, that, like that. Like,
want that wedding.
I like his papoose.
They're like the new 2LW.
No more, baby. They got
Shenanigans.
No more.
Kilolo, yes, yes, yes.
That's Kilolo. K-E-Y. Lolo. Do not come for 2LW.
Get your life.
Hilarious.
Y'all stupid, dude.
It's the Cheetah Sisters or whatever it is. So
what are we talking about? You know, I talked to Pap about having the baby. But we gotta have the wedding.
But we gotta have the wedding.
And first. I won. Oh, okay, what you mean?
Yes, you won. You get your wedding first. Before so you in shape and you cute. Because you're gonna have a baby, you gotta get skinny again.
Technically, they're
not. But Remy, I like the way she thinks, though. I'm not having no kids unless it's a ring on the fingers.
Well, they already married.
Yeah, they're already married.
They taking care of each other's kids. They already raised.
But she wants to look good for her wedding because she knows she in her late 30s now. What is Remy? 37, I think, now? 36? She gonna get a baby. It's gonna take a good 2 years. You know, she gotta get pregnant, had a baby, whatever. Then it's gonna take her a minute to lose the weight. And
I gotta say, I'm really anticipating Remy Ma coming out with something new.
I hope she does. Like, something real good.
Something about her voice and her gutter.
She got bars.
Who?
Remy Ma.
Oh, I love her.
I know. Yes. I can't. I want to see her come out with something
great.
And just like,
I want it to be
murder
great.
The game.
No, check out her mixtape when she got out. It was actually really dope.
Yeah.
All right. Papoose, love him. Like, I need
He's
to find me a man.
Ever.
Like that. So Papoose love is in the studio, wedding talk, and she says, well, Ra's going to help. And
that's a horrible nickname. Pap.
Pap. Like Pap Smear.
Papamoma.
Or I think about Papa the Rapper.
Papamoma virus.
Remember Papa the Rapper? You don't remember Papa the Rapper? Papa the Rapper? Papa. It was like a video game.
Video game? The dog?
There's a little dog with a red hat. Papa the Rapper.
Yeah, y'all are tripping.
Oh my god.
Do y'all remember Papa the Rapper?
A raw stiletto expert. What was
She's
that?
She's 34.
Man, y'all still on it. Ron Remy aren't friends. And I'm still mad reacting like Remy just got out the pen yesterday. I can't.
Yeah, it's been a year.
I'm going to need to take a trip to New York for like a week so I could be thick like them. Like, I'm just like,
I need to get thick.
I'm trying to get my booty game.
I need to get my booty game.
I'm trying to be thick in these streets.
Yes.
So.
I think you should go to Atlanta.
Go
It's a different kind of thickness in New York.
Make sure you ask your man for permission. Don't alter your.
Don't alter. Really? Really? Is that really what's going on?
You
right
neither,
now.
Y'all know
really?
Better.
Mr. Really? Fucking Delta
y'all make
Airlines
sure.
Okay, over here.
Okay.
Where are you at? I'm about to get on American. Like, what?
But, honey, I thought we were
going to
dinner.
Got him a cougar flying him out every week.
Nah. I got to go to Miami.
Hey, Stefan, why aren't you at Love & Hip Hop? Yo, bro.
Stefan, I thought you was going to see me later.
I'm flying Spirit right
I'm
now.
In Miami.
Hey, listen,
I'm in Miami.
Are we not talking about Remy Ma and Ra?
So the thing is, Papoose came in. He said, look, you know, Ra's cool, but the thing is like this kind of seemed like the
it's
situation
bad,
with
bad
your friend who put you around other people you shouldn't have been friends with.
Love it. I
and
love
then
it.
Put you in the pen.
It's I true. Told you. I,
like
I told
that.
Y'all that's what happened. She he's got set up.
But he's protecting his girl, though.
Fair enough.
And he like, damn that,
I like
that ratchet ass.
We need people like that around us. Mm-hmm. I don't want my man out here trying to tell me to be hanging out with some hood rat that's going to
get
me in
trouble.
I'm sorry. I just don't want it.
Remy and Papoose, then we meet Jace and DJ.
I just be like.
I loved this family. I thought it's so cute.
It
I
was
would totally
cute.
Watch this. It's like the Ratch version of T.I., but I just feel like they actually work amazing as a unit. Yeah, I kind of feel like they probably have a really good unit family.
They look like it.
No, they fit. Keep I mean, Remy fits as the mom. Everybody fit in that little family.
Yeah.
And I'm mad at DJ with the fucked up eye from fighting.
Yes. Broke a blood vessel.
But she kept it real. She was like, look who my role models are.
Yeah.
You know what's cute about it?
But that would have got you backhanded with the right.
Mona set like, the scene up wherever they were eating.
On TV. But she 18. She ain't no kid no more.
She ain't no kid.
You can smack
Mona
her.
Set the scene up. So wherever they were eating, it was like all white. Make around them like a white table and a white backdrop or something.
I'm just mad it looked like they were eating at they like IKEA. IKEA.
No, but it was like bringing light to them.
IKEA they were all glowing.
Yeah, it was nice.
Angelic.
It was like backlit.
Trinity,
backlit family.
I'm done with you and your Players Club quotes. Make the money, don't let it
Mona do, Mona does have auditions at strip clubs. I have to believe that.
Damn.
That's
why.
But that's just being smart, though, Mona.
I also heard that some people on Love & Hip Hop, well, a couple of them, a lot of them, if you a D-list, if you a C-D-E-F list character, you probably
you don't
ain't
get a check.
Paid.
You don't get a check. You just get exposure.
Because now it's
experience.
Big enough to where they can say that.
Mm.
And people want to get on bad enough. Like
these
Cardi
castings,
B's.
Though, the way they'd be like, we looking for a voluptuous 5'5" woman, $500 in a free meal.
And do you, and if you suck anyone's dick in front of you, with a blindfold on.
If you suck
that's
dick, we give you actual cash. If you don't, we give you an EBT card.
Even if you don't actually suck dick on camera,
yeah, you know
just
what I mean?
Announce that yeah. you do.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're moving on to the next.
To the next.
To the next. On to the next.
Shout out to Jace for blocking his parents on social media. Speaking of parents.
Because you don't want them to see him smoking
weed.
Not
be.
There are definitely people who should not be.
Tara is working out because the building that Mona put everybody in doesn't have a gym.
Working
so
on
she's
her
working
thick
out,
life.
You know what I mean? She's working out at
trying
the
to get those cheeks up.
At the Y.
At the bridge.
I'm about
bridge.
To divorce Tara as a Wallace.
At the brick wall.
I'm about to divorce Amina wall. Because I'm mad that.
I'm about to divorce both of them hoes. Like,
Amina was like,
done.
Put her outfit together by looking at Kanye West outfits on Pinterest. Like, I was like, why are you wearing those?
But then you can't afford it, so you gotta go
Vegas.
To the next.
She cut her own
pants. She cut
pants.
Her own pants. Her
and
own
it was
shirt.
Too long, and so you're like, dang, it didn't come out
Linda
the way.
Linda,
Linda, listen. No, Linda.
Amina asks about Peter, says, does
Have
he sleep with you?
Sleeping at your house?
Not necessarily,
not
no.
Necessarily,
whore.
No.
What?
What? Right. If you ain't sleeping with my husband, why don't you just say no? Because she is.
Or just keep it 100.
But say she
keep it 100.
Not necessarily, you're a slut.
Not
like, why are you painting this? Say yes. He comes over. He dicks me down.
He comes.
As a matter of fact,
over.
He came. And matter of fact, I gotta buy a new fucking air mattress because
yeah.
the shit popped last
we
night. Because
we got it in.
But the thing about Tara is she's not a real bitch. Like,
yeah,
she'll never
no.
be real.
Even though she's trying to act like
but
real.
But Amina called her out.
Because she'd be
called
up
her
like,
out.
I don't have to
she's
tell
like,
you nothing.
I know you gotta play that sophisticated black woman bullshit.
Strong black woman.
You that strong black woman that keeps sleeping with
bullshit.
A man who's sleeping with whatever the fuck you
where
want to sleep with.
Where did Tara hoe to college? Bullshit university.
Tara more stupid because she never got the ring. Ooh. True that. You ain't lying.
I literally wrote Tara.
Tara might be
I
the
can't.
Smart one because I feel like Peter probably got tax issues.
Yeah,
so
but,
you don't want
but
to
still, though,
ass.
She got all them
no.
damn kids.
There's I mean, nothing smart about Tara. Like,
no.
You're on national television at this point. Like, these poor children are going to have to watch their mother's
they
back.
Jump off a building.
They're going to have to watch their mother's back talking about, like, nah, I'll fuck you. I'll suck that dick anytime I want. Like, your child is in the
right.
other room.
And Tara's so stupid. She's like, I moved in the building so that my
kid,
father's son, whatever, could
be
close
to
no.
father. And
you
I only,
wanna
be you wanna be
only did it because you
Girl.
Said you broke up with her.
Bye. I can tell you've been crying and you need some.
He broke up with her, and but he's still sleep at her house?
And Peter is
in
like,
her
and
mouth.
Sleep
he
at
still
your
sleeps
house.
In her mouth.
He sleeps in her mouth. He sleeps in her ass.
Your future children
in
sleep in her mouth.
He sleeps in
Settle
all
in her
your
stomach.
Yep.
And Peter is like one of the
Baby, we can't have another baby. I gotta
dirty.
Pull out of this.
I don't even think Peter's trifling no more. I don't even think
Peter's
trifling no more.
Peter is like the dirty draw niggas that be like, Hey, you making me something to eat?
Hey, you know,
that's what he said.
I know niggas like
this,
so I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah. Peter ain't trifling at all.
You know Peter the raw dog Tara, and then went home
and didn't even wash it all.
Didn't
even
wash it
all. They sharing all kinds of coochie juices.
Well, I mean, look at Amina out here making
it happens.
Amina out here opening the damn salad, not washing her damn lettuce, just putting it on for her children. I'm like, you just don't care.
Yeah, build a house.
You know, Peter. You know, he's like, you love him and you hate him because he said she's a willing participant.
They all are willing participants. Because that's why
he, like,
listen, they're willing participants because they came into that stupid house with this dumb dude standing in the middle with his head down.
They like, didn't come into no house.
I'm just gonna let y'all say everything y'all want to say.
That's
I'm not
stage.
He don't even say anything though.
Because he don't have to.
Right.
Because they dumb as fucking rocks.
So they'll just keep going back care. And forth, and then he still get the fight. Pussy later, and it's yeah. and I'm pregnant again, and I'm this. It's so y'all are the dumbest bitches in the world. What is Who is Peter Guns?
And I don't even want to call you bitches, but you are dumb as fuck.
I didn't mean to call y'all bitches. I
don't
that
want
back.
To.
No, I mean,
but that's what it is. Like you're at this point, you're garbage. Like, and you look like garbage, and you put your garbage on TV for everybody to see that it's garbage.
He's like, are we having a fuckery. Snitch festival?
It is fuckery. Whoever fuckery said that, you are so. It is such fuckery. It's shut embarrassing.
Out. Shout out to Charles.
And as you said,
I just keep
kids.
Thinking about the children,
they're
and
kids.
They're gonna watch us back, and it's just.
And Amina got a little girl.
The thing is, though, I'm not even and upset now, with them. Amina at the I'm not I can't even like Amina's so fresh into it still I just can't get over Tara for me to me Tara like because
to me, that makes it worse.
What makes it worse for who?
That Amina is fresh into it because Tara, at least her excuse is that she is
she's
so wrapped up in the cycle.
No, that's such
no,
bullshit.
No, I don't think it's bullshit, but when you're not in it, if you're not in it that deep and you've
girls?
Already seen that it's a mess and you still can't pull yourself out, like, at least Tara is a lost cause.
No,
she been a lost cause. Amina could have been saved herself. She was
Amina
not
been
in
watching
that deep.
Too much Diary Mad Black Woman.
Amina thinks she
somebody just said they need a new storyline for next season for them, but I think they need a new storyline this season.
Period.
Yeah.
We need like to just get rid of Tara, Amina, and
yeah,
and
it's not even making sense.
It's not even a story anymore.
It's sad.
It's
fucking sad. It's disgusting to watch at
but
this
it's
point.
Real life. This type of
no,
stuff
it
happens.
Is real life.
Like, the side chick turns
but
to the main chick.
My mind
and
is
the main chick
Tara
now.
Looking pregnant on the fucking episode too.
Because she probably
she's
is.
She's pregnant. Amina's fucking
yelling,
walking
I'm
off.
I'm pregnant! Girl.
I just cannot. Like,
that's not time you
which
think.
Means he raw dogging all these chicks and he's still
and
going to the studio.
We don't even know who else.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody
he's still going
else.
To the studio. And raw dog in the next 4, 5, 6,
gross.
8.
Amina comes over. She says, we're together, right? Peter says, yeah, I guess, you know, it don't feel that way. Tara said, wait a minute. You said that Amina is something that, you know, went too far. And Amina did.
Mm-hmm. I did something that went too far? Yes, that's
and she
all
didn't
you
get
are.
A good slap.
But I'm just
she
like
caught
Tara.
Him in the eye on the side.
How many years are you going to accept the excuse of this person is just someone who went too far? And you're on national television. Clearly, she don't care because she got that damn outfit with her fucking middle of her titties looking out, and no one bronzed that. But I'm just looking like.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I just can't. I don't even care.
It's
I actually
you
don't
got me
even
doing
care
this.
To finish
that's
it.
How I feel about it.
Let's go to fucking predictions.
Oh, what do we predict?
I predict more fucking.
You're after Buzz TV predictions.
Well, so Tara versus Amina next week. I got
one. You argue with a side bitch. Like,
you are like a graduated
side bitch.
That's
you're not a wife.
To like
you are not
revert
a wife.
It back to. You're like in a side bitch
yeah, no.
circle
of life, circle of thought,
circle of thought.
Yeah! But instead, the circle of thought it goes.
Ah. A ream away,
everybody
with
your mouth. I got something for everybody.
Mendici
sprayed all of it.
Oh, well, I'm not going to speak. Speaking of spraying, Mendici's talks to his fun.
Oh.
That's going to be cute.
Don't let nobody tell you I abandoned you.
You
I just went
nice.
To jail.
You is kind.
You is important.
That's what that speech looks like.
One of the BBOD girls meets with Yandy, and Yandy says that she probably shouldn't be with Raw.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, shady to do that, but good advice. Business.
So maybe Yandy and Rob will have beef?
Of course. They will. Can't have two managers on Love & Hip Hop New York.
Bitch, Ra has been, she's like, who Benzino fucking? She like that girl. She just got whatever season. It's like, what job you want me to do this? Yeah, next year, okay. She's going to be a PA on the show.
Yeah.
Mariah.
Talking about lying planner, about she getting producer credits.
I'm a music
credits.
Manager on this.
Yeah. She PA and she like, no, I'm a producer. Raw, go get the
coffee.
Raw, did you?
You didn't bring the donuts.
You didn't
damn
file
it.
The paperwork.
There is no bagels.
Well, I thought you were a shoe designer. Then.
Where is the fucking ice?
Where are the shoes?
But you know, Love & Hip Hop, they are jack of all trades.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. When you get, I can't wait. I need honestly. To get on Love & Hip Hop. I feel like when I get on Love & Hip Hop, I'm fucking. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm gonna add to
your
my
build or shit.
You can mop the shit. You can be like the trainer at the gym.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a trainer.
You might be the hairstylist one time.
Yeah,
your resume.
Everything I'm bad at, I'm gonna be able to.
Yeah. You can grow. It's Love & Hip Hop.
All right.
You can be what
and
you
then we're gonna
be.
See
build your own resume.
Be all that
they
you
need
can
a Love
be.
And Hip Hop commercial. Like, hey guys, did you not go to college? Well, that's fine. Join Love and Hip Hop.
Did you graduate fourth grade? Great. You can be on Love and Hip Hop.
Do you feel like your life is at a dead end?
Are you pregnant?
And don't know who the father is?
Do you have trifling
don't Negroes call Maury.
In your life?
Call Mona.
Call Mona.
Mariah meets Cardi and she wants her to come to her birthday party.
Thank goodness. Yes. I miss you, Mariah. Come on back for
Mariah
next episode.
Back and the party is about to get poppin'.
I need Mariah back
Cardi
for next
B's
episode.
Cardi B's coming to fight. Who
I missed her
fight?
This episode.
Yandala or Yanda.
Oh, Yoda? What's her name?
Yorma?
Yorma.
Yorma was like...
She fighting...
Yeah, Yorma was looking... Yorma.
But she ain't gonna fight Mariah, though.
No, Yorma she, and
Cardi. And Yorma.
Oh, yeah, Cardi and Yorma.
And
the ring.
This is when we see Cardi B kick... Try to kick open the car door. She gonna mess up the car.
Oh,
so
that's gonna be good. That's gonna be fun.
Do we know if Cardi B's a fighter?
She's a stripper.
I mean,
in Brooklyn,
she looks like a scrapper. Maybe. And it looked like Yorma really got some because her earring was like hanging out her face.
Nah, Yorma is not ready for what Cardi B is bringing.
Yeah, I think
she's a stripper in Brooklyn.
She's had to hide a couple of blades in her mouth.
Yeah, she looked like she might be that. But honestly, though, to be keep it 100, Yorma looked like that.
Yorma looked like she could get down.
She looked
too.
Like that chick, and she got the weight on her too. Like but she had to throw that.
I
weight.
Think that might have
see,
made
I don't
her
like
slow.
Cute chicks to get in fights.
Yeah.
No. Like, well, Yorma's kind of... I like Yorma.
So you
Yorma
think Cardi
totally
B?
Would be your type of girl.
If I was in New York and I wore, you know, the Timbs and the baggy jeans.
But
I'd
you have
Yorma.
You busting out of it. You could easily
what up,
smash
ma? Yo, ma.
Hey, ma. I want to put my baby on your
what up, ma? put my baby on your face.
Put my
forehead, because I don't need no trouble. I don't want no issues.
I'll put it in your ear. She'll be like, okay.
But never in your pooch.
Okay, bye.
Never in your pooch in her no, fupa.
She got a fupa. She got a fupa.
It should get pregnant right away.
On that note, once upon a time, I was a hoe.
So
this is why I love when Steven engineers.
And Mariah there to close out the show.
I miss Mariah. Thank you for bringing Mariah.
We love Mariah. Me and Mariah.
Me and Mariah.
Me and Mariah.
Yeah.
Shout out to ODB. Rest in peace.
That's...
Shout out to
him. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. And I'm admitting it.
We want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
Stuart Starlet. Your girl Trinae.
Hey.
Where can everyone follow you?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Once upon a time, follow me on Instagram. And I am more fire. Yeah. Oh, I thought we had another freestyle going.
All right, I don't know if we back next week because you know with the schedule it'd be messy and all that. But happy holiday, y'all. We love you.
Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
I want your money. I need that money.
I got. We need your subscribers. I want your subscribers.
I need that money. Make me come like I got the money.
From executive producers Maria Menounos,
Kevin
Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV set, I'd like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
I want your money.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.